Have you ever been on a train? Yes? Well then, you'll know all about the numerous train delays, cancellations, and breakdowns. Dr. Strangelove himself is about to have a breakdown on today, the hottest day of the year.
Why, oh why, did I have to be picked to host the National TV Strange Awards in Bristol today on the hottest day of the century?
Oh, relax, Dr. S. The sun is smiling at us.
Really, Mr. B?
Oh, just be glad that I'm here with you to enjoy your moment of glory.
Yes, it's about time I was on TV. I really think this could be my big chance, you know, to really wow the audience.
Have you worked out what it is you're going to say yet?
What? Oh dear, you know, I didn't think of that.
What?
I'm joking. Of course I've got it sorted, it's all in my head. Really, just how stupid do you think I am? Meh.
Good.
What time is it now?
It's time to get a new watch. The train will be here any second now. Here it is.
Excellent. Let's hope we can get there okay without having any more Frank Spencer moments. You know. We did it! We've arrived! Hooray!
Not quite yet, we haven't, Dr. S. Look, we've got to catch our connecting train. We are now at Birmingham train station.
Birmingham train station?
No, not Birmingham. This is Birmingham. It's very important that you don't get them confused.
Yes, I get you. Wink, wink.
Come on then. Let's catch our connecting train to Bristol.
Okay, well, if the rest of the journey is as simple and as relaxing as the first part, then we're laughing.
Where's our train?
Don't know.
Still, I guess it's only an hour late. Got to be expected on today, the hottest day of the year.
We should never have gone travelling on the hottest day of the year. I reckon something terrible is going to happen.
Oh, you say that every day.
Yes, and every day I'm right.
Frank Spencer moments, eh? Well, never mind. I've got a newspaper here. Let's read the headlines. Killer heatwave creates fear, panic and hysteria on today, the hottest day of the millennia.
Oh my gooseberry, what are we going to do?
Well, it says here, best stay indoors if I were you.
Well, we cannot do that. We've got a TV show to do.
We are very sorry to announce that...
What? Did the clear tannoy just get interrupted by somebody mumbling?
What's he saying? Do you know? Something lightly whipped budgie smugglers catch a donkey?
Cancelled! The train to Bristol has just been cancelled!
What? Well, where do we go now?
Platform 9 3/4. We gotta go to platform 9 3/4.
How do you get there then?
Easy. You just run into a wall.
Okay.
No, not that wall. This one. Oh, Frank.
Oh, Betty.
Predictably, as ever, Dr. Strangelove and Lee B miss their next train.
Oh, bloomin' Nora!
Yes, this doesn't appear to be our day, does it? Still, never mind. Platform 8, there's one going to Bristol in 3 hours.
3 hours?
Yeah, I know. Only 3 hours? I think our luck's changing.
But 3 more hours waiting in this cliched Orwellian nightmare? Who built it anyway? It's ugly. There's nowhere to sit. I mean, do they really expect us all to just stand? or sit on the floor. We're being treated like cattle.
Oh, stand aside.
They're treating people like luggage over there. Look, see, they're packing all those men into a box.
I really want to get to Bristol.
Nearly 3 hours later.
Well, we're on the train at last.
At last! We had to miss another 9 trains before we caught this one. I've just about had it up to here with what with all these numerous delays, cancellations and breakdowns.
You had a breakdown yourself.
Yes, I know. That stupid lift attendant says 8 persons is 8 persons, you'll have to get out. And I said, stone me, a man of my calibre.
That's not a Frank Spencer moment, that's a Tony Hancock one.
She wouldn't let me in the stupid lift. She gave priority to a load of silly women with pushchairs. Where did they come from? I was at the front of that queue. She cheekily told me to use the stairs. I told her that I couldn't use the stupid stairs, as the stairs had been blocked.
That's Birmingham Hyde Station for you.
Yes. You know, I wonder if I now own YouTube and Twitter because of my breakdown.
Still, we're on the train now, and we're moving.
Hooray! Oh, what now?
We've stopped.
Oh, I don't believe it!
Dan, now that's more of a Victor Meldrew moment.
Meh.
Refreshments? Tea? Coffee? A quickie?
Hey, look, there's a guy. I'll ask him. Hey, you! Why have we stopped?
Would you like any refreshments?
No.
I think that's the reason why the train stopped. They've stopped the train just so as they can sell their overpriced and most probably out-of-date refreshments.
How do you know?
Really? That's the reason why we stopped?
If you work for MI6, stay away from me. I'm warning you.
Restart the train!
Good evening. Definitely a Tony Hancock moment.
What's going on? Are you the driver?
I'm the driver.
Why have we stopped?
No, we can't tell you that. It's top secret.
They already know. They're spies. I'm telling you, kick them off.
Now hang about. Nobody wants to buy your stupid refreshments. Restart the engines.
Oh, I'm afraid I can't do that.
Why the heck not?
Because the engines have stopped working.
Hang on, that guy said the reason we stopped was because he wanted to sell us refreshments.
Yes, but nobody wanted any. We tried to restart the engines, but we've stalled. I've called head office. They're going to tow us all the way back to Birmingham Hyde Station. Won't that be fun?
Oh no!
Hey look, Dr. S.
What is it? Don't tell me. More bad news. We're never going to get to Bristol, are we? I'm never going to be a TV star.
Look out of the window, Dr. S. See?
Yes, Mr. B. We've stopped on a bridge.
Yeah, and look what's growing out of the bridge.
A twig?
It's a bonsai tree.
Wow.
Here, Dr. S, according to the article in my newspaper here, it says that plants such as bonsais growing out of bridges can actually weaken the structure, causing them to collapse.
What? Ah!